So here we see that Bhagwan has told us that the Adhibhutam is the perishable element, Purusha is the inner controller, Adhiyajna is the Ishvara, that to whom all sacrifices are made. So the six questions have been answered. Today we will spend time on answering the seventh question. What happens at the time of death? And what happens if we remember God at the time of death? And if we don't remember, then what happens? So he has told us that. And as I said, the rest of the eighth chapter, he will expand on what happens after death and who this God is, that is explained in more detail. So verse number 5. Antakale cha mam eva.
Antakale cha mam eva.
Smaran muktva kalevaram.
Smaran muktva kalevaram.
Don't disturb. Yah prayati samadbhavam.
Yah prayati samadbhavam.
Yati nastyatra samshayah. Together, antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samshayah. So antakale, antakale means at the end, at the time of death. Cha mam eva, me alone. Bhagwan, when he says me, he means I, the total Ishvara, the Supreme Consciousness. Mam eva smaran, remembering me alone, muktva kalevaram. Mukti means when he gives up kalevaram, when an individual gives up this body remembering me, then yaha, such an individual, prayati, when this individual leaves this body, saha, saha, that person, madbhavam yati, comes to me alone. So when he gives up this body or she gives up this body thinking of the Lord, then that person comes to Lord, comes to me. Na asti atra samshaya. Asti, there is atra samshaya, no doubt. Na atra sam, there is no doubt. So very, very clearly and firmly Bhagwan says that if you give up this body remembering me, you will come to me alone. There is no doubt. So Gurudev in his commentary says that when we kick the bucket, when this individuality, who kicks the bucket? Who leaves? So the body is left behind. The body is cremated or buried or whatever is done to the body. It's the subtle body, which is called the mind and the intellect, which kicks this bucket. This body which it is occupying drops it, leaves all its relationships, all its property, all its everything leaves. Only thing that goes with this individual is the karmas and dharma. Whatever good actions we have done, they go with the individual. And the direction of the flow of this individual depends on two things, karmas and vasanas. What have been my actions in this lifetime and what kind of desires I have entertained, that determines where I go and where I end up, whether I go to heaven or hell, and then also what kind of life I have in the future. So if I have a life that is egocentric, that is I and my, I just want what I want, I don't care what others want, I have to live my life according to my comforts, then such a person who lives a selfish life just creates more vasanas, creates more negativity, because just living for me, myself, my family and I, even animals do that. For me to be called human being, I have to think beyond me and myself. And so such a person will either continue in the same life or will go downward, could not even be born as an animal or a lower species. So they say when you give somebody, do not expect anything back. If you take something and then take around and take something back, then it becomes a business transaction. When I'm giving, I have to give totally unselfishly. And those who do that, who serve the world constantly remembering God, they evolve, they go higher. And how can we remember God? Through service, by serving the world as a manifestation of God, through prayers, through puja, through chanting the name of the Lord, or through meditation. So we can use all our faculties in remembering God, and we go higher. So somebody might say, Bhagwan, what is the guarantee? Yeah, you're just saying that. How do we know? Has anybody ever come back and told us? How do we know that this is the truth? What is the guarantee? We always want, right? When we buy a car, we want a guarantee. When we buy an appliance. So the best example of this is that, say I go to bed thinking of something. Say a lady has a party in her house on Saturday night, and she has invited 50 or 60 people. And all Friday, what is she doing? Thinking about the party, arranging the party. She has been doing it for 2 weeks, but last minute, you know, talking to the caterer, who is going to bring the tables and chairs, the linen, all that she's thinking, and the decorations, all till late Friday night, she has gone to sleep thinking of the party. Now, when she wakes up first thing Saturday morning, is she going to be thinking of God, or is she going to be thinking of? No, all she's going to start immediately, first thing, okay, what happened to the party? So her planning will continue. So whatever thought she has gone to bed with, when she wakes up, that becomes her first thought. If it is a predominant thought, if it was something not important, then she may not remember it. But if that has been the thought for whole Friday, whole 2 weeks, then it is guaranteed, then Saturday morning when she wakes up, she will wake up with that same thought. So that's what Bhagwan is saying. So whatever thought you sleep with, you wake up. Not only you wake up, but even through the night, the dreams that you get are related to what you have seen in the day. May not be that day, but over the last few weeks or months. So the dreams and the next day are determined by the previous day thoughts. So that's what Bhagwan says. Whatever thoughts you have in this lifetime will determine your actions and will determine the result. And what our problem is that instead of thinking about God, we worry about all other things. You know, all other things. A daughter is gone to college and the mother is, oh, I hope she's sleeping. I hope she's eating well. I hope she's studying. I hope she's not going out too late with her friends. Mothers worry. You know, but that's natural. It's okay, that's natural, but then to continuously dwell upon it, you have taught the child, given them good values. Now let them be independent, let them learn, and let them do what our job is to teach them. And that's what Gurudev set up the Bal Vihar, to give right values. And then you let the children practice those values. Instead of worrying about it, all you're doing is just getting yourself under stress. And for the children, of course, you should understand that it is the job of parents to worry. So periodically call them, let them know you're doing fine, and make sure everything is good. So that way they worry less. But that's what we worry about. Or a person comes to this country, he says, you know, when I came to this country, he's telling his children, I came with $25. And now look, I worked so hard. Now I accumulated this big, you know, estate. I have this money. I have this house. And then at night he stays awake worrying, who will take care of my money when I'm gone? You know, my children, I don't know. They don't know how to save money. They just waste it. And I have worked so hard. And so his whole life, even when he leaves his body, he leaves it thinking of what? Instead of God, he's thinking about his money. So they say that such people become ghosts, they become spirits, because they hover around still trying to control their money, still trying to watch over their money. So the point is that whatever you think of, say you love movies, you know, your whole day you're watching movies, thinking about movies, film stars, you know, Shah Rukh Khan, Brad Pitt, all those thoughts all the time. Then what will happen? Next life, you'll become a movie usher. They'll give you a flashlight, you show people to their seats, and you have to watch that same movie 20, 30, 40 times. So whatever your last thought is, that will determine your future life. So that's what Bhagavan says at the end. Try to remember me instead of all these other things. And then people plan, you know what? I'm going to have the CD next to my bed. And if I, at the last minute, I'll just press the CD and that will chant the name of the Lord, Om Namah Shivaya, or the Bhagavad Gita. I'll have that in my car. I'll have it, you know, in my office, everywhere. So anytime. Yeah, but we don't know what the last time is going to be. When are you going to? We don't know when the last time of death will be. You know, you could be driving and somebody would come and hit you from the back so hard and your car is totaled and you are gone. Now, where you have chance to, you know, turn on the CD and remember God at that time, or you might have a heart attack in the middle of the night and you are gone. Not trying to be negative, but that's the fact. Or you might be in a coma. You might be lying in a hospital on a respirator. And there you don't have any thoughts. You are unconscious. So what they are saying is that whatever thoughts you have throughout the life is what you will remember at the time of death. So as much as possible, try to remember God as much as you can. Have His God's picture with you in your car. Before you leave your home, just spend a few minutes in front of the altar of God or wherever you are. Oh God, I'm leaving. Be with me. Before you're doing a test, where you suppose you're doing a test in school or college. Oh Lord, please be with me. Just offer your prayers. So take every opportunity to remember God. When you see a beautiful sunrise or a sunset, or you see the moon in the star, or the beautiful planets, you see trees growing, flowers, a smile of a child, see the Lord in all of them. And see that whatever is happening, good or bad, there is one consciousness acting. And so everything that is happening, so the more we get into the habit of remembering God, the more we dedicate our life to God. God, you alone are working through me. I am doing nothing. By myself, I am nothing. That one line one should adopt. By myself, I am nothing. God alone is the one doing everything. Whatever is happening, it is from the part of a devotee. He can say, I am a devotee of the Lord, and the Lord alone is doing everything. I am an instrument. From the point of knowledge, you can say, I am the consciousness, and in my presence, this whole universe is functioning, this body, mind, and intellect. Either way, the doership is gone, the egoship is gone, and constantly remembering. So Bhagavan says that one who gives up this body, remembering me and me alone, then such a person without doubt will come to me. So there is a guarantee from the Lord Himself. So what that should do is encourage us to spend as much time with love and gratitude. So those are the two important relationships one must have with God, a relationship of love and a relationship of gratitude, not a relationship of fear. So that's what he says. So you will remember the one you love much more than the one that is, okay, God is there somewhere and God is working, but God is with me at all times. That understanding one should have. So that is what this fifth verse tells us about, that remember me at the time of death.